Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. Very pleased to say we're joined by my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, frequently the host of this program in my absence, Jim Hansen, our executive vice president, a former Green Beret and man who has been deeply versed in and active in trying to protect our country, as the oath of office he took obliged him to do, against all enemies of our Constitution, foreign and domestic. Jim Hansen, welcome back. Always good to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Frank.
Look, I'm talking in the course of the program a bit about this hit piece that Eli Lake of Bloomberg and the Daily Beast wrote about me personally, about the center, about our team more broadly, in connection with the efforts we've been making to expose and call attention to some of those, well, enemies domestic. And I wanted to invite you to talk a little bit, Jim, about that work and why efforts by Eli and others to deprecate it as, witch hunts and the like are so misplaced and so insidious.
Well, Frank, I think it should be undisputable to anybody with an above room temperature IQ that there is a threat. I mean, there are people at Ohio State who would swear to that from firsthand knowledge of what happens when you let unvettable Islamists into the country. So I don't know that there should be an argument about whether there's a threat. Now, when we get to what the threat is, that's where there seems to be a fairly concerted effort to make a very surface level apology for the threat as it actually exists. And so when you say that there's a danger from Sharia adherent Muslims who believe that the U.S. Constitution should be secondary to Islamic law, that's poo-pooed by these people. And they say, oh, well, that's just a small collection of radicals. And they don't actually mean that. You know, it's really more of a social code, and it's more like Orthodox Jewish law or something like that. And the problem is, if that's widespread enough, it becomes common knowledge, and that surface level examination does not take into account the scholarly work folks like us and others in the business have done for decades, pointing out that that's not what they're saying, even in public sometimes, but certainly not in private. So that's the real danger, is that when you get into making these, pure apologies for a very insidious and dangerous threat, you minimize it and you cause the public to, in many cases, too many of them, to believe it's not the threat it truly is.
You know, I think the public, by and large, gets this, Jim. Surveys that have been done by others as well as by us have affirmed a greater awareness of the danger and just plain common sense about the nature of it, its relationship to the Islamic traditions and doctrine of Sharia, even if people are not deeply knowledgeable about all of their particulars. They are concerned, particularly when they hear the government of the United States say this has nothing to do with Islam. There's no sign of terrorism. This is a lone wolf acting on his own and all that. Whether it's at the Ohio State or whether it's the shooter at Orlando or the folks at San Bernardino and on, there's an awareness that I think Donald Trump spoke to very powerfully and was in part elected to address. And I'd like you to ask you to talk a little bit, Jim, about what we've come to call, I guess, the victory over jihad strategy that Trump espoused very explicitly, ran on, notably from August of this year, when he laid it all out in a major address on the subject.
Well, Frank, it was obviously the culmination of, as I said, decades of work, but we boiled it down to a number of things, again, that, as you mentioned, the American public seems to get if the elite media and the others do not. One was a very simple concept of stop importing jihadists. I always love when you say we've got enough already. And apparently we have too many. already. So the idea that we should be wholesale allowing migrants and refugees from places where we know jihad is in effect, when we cannot tell the good guys from the bad guys, is absurd. It's dangerous, and it's national security malfeasance. Another component is curing what Andy McCarthy, who you mentioned and who is one of the foremost legal minds in combating this, called willful blindness. The government took the idea, starting in the Bush administration and to absurd levels in the Obama administration, that Islam is not a problem at all. Now, whether it's the whole religion or, as we put out, a significant portion of folks within that religion, it is a problem. So you can't ignore that and then expect to keep the country safe if you do not allow our national security apparatus to take that into account in any way. And that's the willful blindness that he talks about. And I think that right there, if you wanted to look at the first two pieces of a powerful way to start changing what we're doing, you have to take those things into account.
Now, this is being described by Eli Lake, and I'm sure others will now start repeating it like a mantra, as a witch hunt or as some kind of purge or vendetta against people simply because they're Muslim or are associated with political Islam, which is a sort of euphemism for this idea that you can, indeed must, because Allah directs you to, impose Sharia over the entire world. I just wonder, Jim Henson, as you look at what Donald Trump talked about in that speech most especially, in which he, as you say, he said he was going to vet people rather than let them in willy-nilly. He said he was going to try to end this willful blindness. He also talked very explicitly about this ideology at the core of the problem, the Sharia, he called it, that is clearly, you know, the thing that you need to filter against, it would seem. To the extent that all of that is true, and I believe it is, and I think you do as well, do you anticipate that President Trump and his administration will be now discouraged from pursuing this critically important program on the basis of these kinds of preemptive attacks by folks on the left or their Islamist allies?
No, I don't. I actually have a fair amount of faith that despite this effort to discourage them, and it is a significant effort, it is well-funded, it is well-organized, and it is well underway, I don't think they're going to succeed in that because Trump doesn't care what they say. He ran on a platform of listening to the American people and hearing their legitimate concerns. You know, the difference between a witch hunt, as this was characterized by Eli and others, and what we're undergoing, which is a counter jihad, is there aren't witches turning people into newts. There are jihadists slaughtering people in the streets. That is a pretty significant difference. So calling it a witch hunt is absurd on the surface, and worse yet, it attempt, like I said, to stop Trump. He's not going to. I think he will do things such as limiting incoming migrants and refugees from dangerous areas. And I guarantee he's going to take the handcuffs off law enforcement and our national security apparatus and allow them to do their jobs as they have been forbidden from doing for the past 8+ years.
And you know, Jim, that really is the great scandal here, is all of those who are now caviling about what Donald Trump might do and the threats to civil liberties that it represents have turned a blind eye to the danger posed to not just civil liberties, but to our constitutional republic by people who have had this as their agenda, either the Islamists themselves, most obviously the Islamic supremacists, but also their leftist allies in what has come to be called, and I think properly so, the red-green axis, as we were discussing it with Trevor Loudon a moment ago. This is a critical moment. Your service to our country, Jim, both in uniform in the past and that you're rendering as the Executive Vice President of the Center for Security Policy these days, is critically important. Thank you, Jim. Come back to us again very soon. Next up, we'll talk with Kenneth Timmerman, an astute observer of the political scene, about his take on all this and more. Straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.